Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Erik Larsson, celebrated for his ability to weave painstaking research into compelling narratives, delivers yet another masterpiece with The Demon of Unrest, a saga of hubris, heartbreak, and heroism at the dawn of the Civil War. Set against the tumultuous backdrop of the United States on the brink of the Civil War, this book offers a deep dive into the human stories behind one of the nation's most fraught periods. Larsson meticulously uncovers the lives of individuals who played pivotal roles during this era, both the famous and the forgotten, bringing to light their ambitions, failures, and heroics. With a focus on how hubris, heartbreak, and heroism intersected to shape the course of history, Larsson crafts a narrative that is as educational as it is enthralling. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the concept of hubris and its impact. Erik Larsson explores the theme of hubris extensively in The Demon of Unrest, illustrating how excessive pride and ambition often preceded the downfall of key figures during the dawn of the Civil War. Hubris, as Larsson depicts, wasn't just a personal failing, but a societal one that influenced decisions leading to conflict. Through various anecdotes and biographical sketches, Larsson shows how political leaders, military commanders, and influential citizens were often blinded by their own egotism, setting the stage for a devastating war. This exploration serves as a cautionary tale of how excessive pride can cloud judgment, leading to irreversible consequences on both personal and national levels. Secondly, heartbreak pervading the nation. The heartbreak experienced by individuals and families as the nation edged closer to civil war forms a poignant part of Larsson's narrative. The Demon of Unrest delves into the emotional turmoil caused by the divide between the North and South, the loss of life, and the moral and ethical tensions surrounding slavery. Through personal letters, diaries, and public records, Larsson captures the agony of divided loyalties, the sorrow of families torn apart by differing beliefs, and the despair of witnessing a nation fracturing. These stories of heartbreak are not just historical recountings, but are presented as mirrors reflecting the pain and suffering that accompanies great societal upheaval. Thirdly, acts of heroism. Amidst turmoil, in the midst of hubris and heartbreak, Erik Larsson highlights numerous acts of heroism that illuminated the darker days at the dawn of the Civil War. The Demon of Unrest pays tribute to both well-known and unsung heroes who risked everything for what they believed in, whether it was the fight against slavery, the preservation of the Union, or the pursuit of justice and equality. Larsson's evocative storytelling brings to life daring escapes, brave decisions made in the heat of battle, and the unwavering moral conviction of individuals who stood firm in their principles despite the risks. These stories serve not only as inspiring tales of courage, but also as reminders of the capacity for greatness that exists in times of crisis. Fourthly, the socio-political landscape of pre-Civil War America. Understanding the socio-political landscape of America leading up to the Civil War is crucial to comprehending the depth of the nation's unrest, a task Larsson approaches with finesse. The Demon of Unrest artfully weaves together the political, social, and economic threads that culminated in the Civil War, from the contentious debates over slavery to the stark economic differences and cultural disparities between the North and South. Larsson elucidates how these factors created a volatile environment ripe for conflict, offering readers insight into the complexity of the issues at hand and the challenges faced by those striving for resolution. Lastly, the personal stories behind historical figures. Erik Larsson is renowned for his ability to humanize historical figures, and The Demon of Unrest is no exception. By focusing on personal stories, Larsson provides an intimate look into the lives of men and women who played significant roles during this critical period of American history. Through detailed research and narrative skill, he brings out the hopes, fears, ambitions, and flaws of these individuals, making historical events more relatable and impactful. These personal perspectives add depth to the understanding of the Civil War's causes and consequences, offering a more nuanced view of history that goes beyond the usual dates and facts. In conclusion, Erik Larsson's The Demon of Unrest is an essential read for anyone interested in American history, particularly the Civil War era. The book's deep dive into the themes of hubris, heartbreak, and heroism provides valuable insights into how these elements shaped the nation's path. Larsson's mastery in weaving together the personal and the political offers readers a vivid picture of a tumultuous time. This book is especially beneficial for those looking to understand the complexities behind the conflicts that shaped America, offering lessons on leadership, morality, and the power of individual actions. By illuminating the past, Larsson's work encourages readers to reflect on how history's lessons can inform our present and future choices, making it a timely and timeless piece of literature. If you would like to support Erik Larsson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.